It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Breakfast of Champions, the Hour of Power, the Eagle Gathering, as we pray together. Thanks for allowing me to be your prayer leader, prayer partner, as we pray today for another spiritual awakening in America. As we pray that the Holy Spirit would come and minister to this nation. As we pray, we can make a difference. And we will make a difference if we pray. In fact, through prayer, we've had the opportunity to see incredible things happening in our lives and in our nation. And I'm so thankful for the United States of America, a nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We have a strong foundation. We declare that God is at work in this land. And He really does want to turn this nation back to Him. So we're praying today. I just declare that God wants to give you an incredible Friday. I'm calling for a breakout day in your life today. David wrote in Psalms 18 and 29, he said, I can run through a troop. He said, I can leap over a wall. And so, you know, a breakthrough is where you run through a troop. But a breakout is where you leap over a wall. And I declare this is a breakout day for you. And when you have a breakout, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done. say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, sing songs you never sung, give prophecies you've never given, teach lessons you've never taught, preach sermons you've never preached, drive vehicles you've never driven, live in houses you never lived in, operate in gifts you've never operated in before. So, I just declare and proclaim that you can have a breakout day. I declare today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I want to say that again. Today is a breakout day. That means that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And I want to encourage you today by saying that anything can happen within the next 24 hours. Everything could change for the betterment of your life, even in the next 24 hours. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote that we have a hope that maketh not ashamed. So let's just enter today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts and believing that God is not only at work in our lives, giving us a breakout, but He's also at work in our nation. And we are praying for a major revival in every major city. We're praying for another spiritual awakening. We're praying for the reign of the Holy Spirit to come upon this nation. And the Bible said, through the prophet of old, that He would send the former rain and the latter rain all in the same month. And so I believe the reign of the Holy Spirit is going to come and minister to this nation, both old and young. And I'm prophesying that God is going to once again rain down His Holy Spirit upon this land. Colleges and universities are going to be having and experiencing amazing happenings, as well as the church. So God is at work, and we're going to worship and praise God here to begin this Friday session. And here is my friend, Martin Smith, and Delirious, talking about the rain. Let's pray for the rain of the Holy Spirit. Rain down. Yeah. the rain of the Holy Spirit to come upon your people today. Send us another spiritual awakening to our nation. Lord, we cry out. We stand in the gap. We make up the head. The word of the Lord came to the prophet and said, "Who will stand in the gap?" He said, "I sought for an intercessor to stand in the gap to make up the head." He said, "I couldn't find anyone." But I declare today that there are people praying today in this nation, people praying with me here on this Friday, that are praying for a major revival in every major city, for another spiritual awakening. Would you pray at this very moment? Would you pray that the rain of the Holy Spirit would come upon your city, your town, your community? Would you pray right now? Would you call out the name of your town, your city, your community, your geographical location? Would you pray right now the rain of the Holy Spirit to come? And if you know your mayor's name, your city council, your school board, just call their names in prayer and say, "Holy Spirit, rain down upon my city, my city." You know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29 that we are to pray for the peace of our city. We're to intercede for our city, for in its peace, we would have peace. And so I believe now that God desires to rain down upon your city with great blessing and great revival per your request. So pray right now for your city, your town, your community. And Jesus, we pray today, as you taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, you said in your word, when you pray, say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so, Father, we come declaring that you are our Father, you are Jehovah God, and we are your sons and daughters. And we have the opportunity to enter into the holy place. And we enter this morning on this Friday by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. For we know that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. Lord, we know there's power and authority in that name. And so we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, according to Hebrews 10 and 19, and we come boldly by the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that your will be done in our lives. Lord, we know that we're praying today to know you, and we're praying to know what you desire for us to do. So we know, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. But we know that those things are spiritually discerned. As we pray, we hear your voice, and then we see what we have heard, and then we say what we've seen. And then we just go out and do your will, plan, and purpose. And so we pray today that whatever you have for our lives, we don't want to miss it. We pray specifically for two things. We pray for divine appointments and divine connections. Connect us with the right people. Save us from ruthless people, people that are not supposed to be in our lives. Save us from those type of people. But Lord, bring people that you have assigned to our life and designated for our lives. Bring them in to our lives through divine appointments and divine connections, that our future may be enhanced, enlarged. We pray, Lord, that you give us divine appointments, divine connections. And Lord, give us wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. So why don't you just pray for divine appointments, divine connections today, and pray for wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. So ask him for wisdom to know what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, when to go in, when to come out, when to rise up, when to lie down. And he will give you the wisdom that you need. So ask him for wisdom. Ask him for divine appointments and divine connections. As you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So take a few moments now to pray the will of God be done in your life and the members of your family. I love to worship the Lord. Such a vital part of our day is to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to spend time in his presence. And you must understand that God is with you today. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And you must understand that when you pray, the Lord really does see you. And the Lord really does hear you. In fact, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. And so you must understand that God guides us with his eyes, and he is watching today, and he really cares. He's watching to help us and lead us and guide us. And so, as we continue to worship God, here's one of my friends to sing a beautiful song that she wrote about the eyes of the Lord. Her name is Tina Welch. So let's just worship our God today. Look into his eyes.
But when I looked into
the eyes of Jesus, the eyes of love. Do you know how much Jesus really loves you today? I want to say I love you. Thank you for praying with me. And you got to know that Jesus loves you. He loves you with that everlasting love. Have you told anybody today that you love them? Such a powerful sentence, powerful word. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Even though you may feel that you're quite unlovable today, that you've done wrong, gone astray, you must know the love of the Lord, the love of God that passes all understanding. And so those loving eyes are looking at you today, not in condemnation, not to judge you or to condemn you, but to let you know that He loves you. Loving eyes, the eyes of Jesus that are upon you. I just declare today, again and again, that Jesus loves you. I love you. Thank you for praying with me today. As we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in our lives, the members of our family. We just pray today, the will of God be done in our nation, in our land. Would you help me pray the will of God be done in the United States of America? This nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Strong foundation. Our framers of the Constitution. Men that served even from the beginning of our nation were godly men, strong men that stood for righteousness and godliness. And so would you help me pray that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in this nation. These are crucial days in the United States of America. And the only hope for our nation is for another spiritual awakening. So would you help me pray right now? Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done concerning the United States of America. Would you help me pray right now? I love America, America the beautiful. A lump still comes into my throat, tears to my eyes, when people sing the Star-Spangled Banner, or people sing about America, or people sing about America the beautiful. I love this nation. I love this land. And I've traveled many, many thousands of miles into other nations. But when I come home to America, what gratitude fills my heart. Can we just pause and thank God this morning for our nation, for beautiful America that we love so dearly, and thank God for those that have given their lives, made tremendous sacrifices that we might have the freedom that we enjoy in the United States of America today. America, America. Let's thank God for America. Thank you, Lord, for America. Thank you, Todd Mooring. Todd is serving as my prayer minstrel, prayer musician this week, doing a great job. Thank you for praying for my nation. Thank you for praying for my land, your land, my land, America, America the beautiful. And we just pray the will of God be done in our nation. Father, we pray for our president. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in his life. May he have wisdom to lead and guide and direct this nation. Place godly men and women around him, hearing right voices so he can make right choices. I bless him now, and I pray your will be done in he and his family today. And Father, right now, as you taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And so whatever your needs might be today, why don't you just make your request known unto God? For Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. So why don't you ask him today specifically what you need in your life, your family, in your business, on your job, in your health, your emotions, your finances, whatever it may be. Why don't you just ask God to supply your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So why don't you ask right now? Just take the next few moments. I feel the Holy Spirit is directing me here on this Friday morning. On this Friday morning, to pray specifically for a group of people that are praying with me today that has gone through a lot of grief, a lot of sorrow, particularly through the loss of a loved one. You know, the Bible said that the Lord was acquainted with grief and sorrow, one that is really touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And I just believe today that there are those praying with me this morning that your heart is filled with heaviness and sorrow and grief at the loss of a loved one, a spouse, a child, a mother, a father, a grandparent, a son or daughter, a special friend, a loved one. And so I want to pray today for those of you that are going through a time of grief concerning the loss of a loved one. It might even be a divorce that you've gone through. But there's grief in your heart. And sometimes we have such grief in our heart that we feel like that we can't go on or that life is not going to go on. But God wants to give us the strength to face another day. And so I just want to pray for you today, those of you that have gone through lots of grief, going through grief, particularly the loss of a loved one or a special friend. I want to encourage you to know that even though they may have departed this life, there is a hereafter. And Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so we know that when a person dies, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so I just want to pray for those of you that may be going through grief today at the loss or the absence of a loved one. So, Father, I just say a special prayer for my prayer partners today that have lost a loved one, that are no longer with us, and there's great grief in their heart. There's emptiness and sadness and sorrow. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come on this Friday morning to encourage them and to strengthen them and to minister to them. Take away the pain and the sorrow and the grief that they're experiencing even at this very moment. I just ask that you come and minister to them. And would you, recipients of my prayer today, would you receive this prayer? And would you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit? The comfort of the Holy Spirit today. You know, the Bible says that we don't sorrow as those that have no hope, but we do have a hope. And the hope that we have, the bright spot that we have in all of this, is one day that we'll meet again. I have a friend, his name is Glenn Tidwell. He wrote a song about the loss of his grandfather. And I want him to sing this song right now. Let it be a tremendous encouragement to you that's going through the loss of a loved one. Glenn sings, "We'll Meet Again." And he sings this about his grandfather.
Somewhere up in heaven, walking down the streets of gold, your wrinkles all have vanished, no more signs of being old. I'm reminded of the times we share, and the songs you'd sing to me, like when the rollers call up yonder and just a closer walk with thee. And although you sometimes struggle, I'd see you on your knees. Now that closer walk you dreamed about has become reality. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. And you may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Somewhere up in heaven, you're looking out over a garden. It's the most beautiful garden could have ever imagined. And I know that if the Lord would allow it to be so, you'd be dressed in your overalls instead of that white robe. And although your hands are dirty, your heart is white. There's a smile upon your face, just like the one I used to know. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday, though we'll miss you here below, it fills our hearts with hope to know that we will meet again. presence of our King. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we try to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within His arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Papa, someday we'll meet again.
Well, it's great to have here on our Friday prayer time, the producer of Let's Pray America, Jim Wege from Kansas City, Missouri. And Jim, I know that you've experienced grief at the loss of a loved one, particularly your father, right?
Yes, sir.
I know it was a difficult time, and you wrote a song about it, and we're going to in just a moment play the song that you wrote. It was sung by Rodney Day, but written by Jim Wege. You've written many great songs. And I know that you've developed a website for people that have lost a loved one going through grief. A lot of people, you know, they're ministered to immediately after someone's death, or maybe during a funeral service, or maybe a day or two later, but after a while, people go to their separate ways, go to their separate homes, and sometimes forget that grief continues on in the hearts and lives of people at the loss of a loved one. So tell us a little bit about your website, how people can go there and receive some encouragement.
Thanks, Dale. Well, I wrote a song called I Don't Have the Heart to Say Goodbye on December 11th, 2004. And on my website at idonthavetheharttosaygoodbye.com, I give a brief bio on the song and how the Lord gave it to me, how all the words came to me, and how I wrote it. I wrote it from the grieving heart of a son to their father as I learned about this news.
Well, I'm sure that this website will be of tremendous encouragement, and we want to play your song, and I want to thank you for producing Let's Pray America.
You're welcome, Dale. We love you.
We love you, too. And here's the song written by Jim Wege, sung by Rodney Day, I Don't Have the Heart to Say Goodbye.
Goodbye for now. Say hello to Jesus. Ask Him by His grace to save me a place next to you. Oh, will you show me all the places until I see you then? Wait for me, my friend. I'll try and find the words to tell you. I'll try and find the strength to live on. But I don't have the heart to say goodbye. Lord, will you help me? A gentleman, you showed me Jesus. You taught me right from wrong. That's why I wrote this song, just to say you mean more to me than ever, and we will miss you so, more than you will.
Trust that you have received the ministry of the Holy Spirit the last several minutes as we have prayed for those of you that have lost loved ones going through a time of grief. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the hope that maketh not ashamed that one day you too will see them again. As we continue to pray today, we pray that you will forgive us, Lord, of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Let's just ask God to forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sinned against us. Remembering today, forgiveness is not an act of your emotion, but it's simply an act of your will. And you declare, "I will forgive." Let's repent for the sins of our nation. As we're repenting for our sins, Lord, forgive us for our sins and the sins of our nation. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And Lord, we pray your hedge of protection about us and our family throughout this day and night and morning. God, assign your guardian angels to watch over us, keep us from all harm. Give us sweet sleep. You said when we lie down, we'll not be afraid. We'll lie down and our sleep will be sweet. Lord, let us know that you really are the one that that watches over us. And I pray for those that are not able to get good sleep at night because of fear of what may happen, fear of destruction, fear of hurt, fear of death. And so why don't we just pray right now? Lord, give us protection in our home, in our family, in our job, in our business, in our daily walk, particularly as we lie down tonight, that you really are the keeper of Israel. You are the one that watches over us and protects us. You will not leave us nor forsake us. And so, Lord, I just speak peace over everyone that is praying with me today. I pray the hedge of protection about them. And Lord, that they would just meditate on the goodness of God and the protection of God. As my friend Tom Autry sings the scriptures, Psalms 121. And as Tom sings the keeper of Israel, just let the Holy Spirit minister peace to you concerning your protection, your safety for you and your family. Your Psalms 121. My friend Tom Autry.
The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Lord, you shall preserve me from all evil. Lord, you shall preserve my soul. You shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Keeper of Israel.
Lord, we're so thankful today that you are the keeper of Israel, and we are the people of God, the children of Israel, and we are so thankful and grateful for your hand of protection. And in conclusion today, we say, for thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. It's been a wonderful day. The hour's gone by quickly. When we pray, we're making a difference. So, have a great Friday. Go out and have a great day. I'll be back in the morning to pray with you, because when we pray, something special happens. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks for praying with Dale Gentry for another spiritual awakening in this nation. Your prayers are making a difference. For more information on how you and your church can be a vital part of this national prayer network, go to our website at www.dalegentry.com and fill out the registration form. Our email address is prayer@dalegentry.org, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 77093, Fort Worth, Texas 76177. Let's pray, America.